Welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, the Bengals return from their bye and try to snap their three-game losing streak as they host the 4-3 Denver Broncos. We start Bengals Breakdown with a little-known statistic. Of all the quarterbacks in NFL history with 100 or more decisions, the guy with the worst one-loss record is Archie Manning. 35 wins, 101 losses, and three ties. Sons Peyton and Eli have done considerably better, and those are the next two quarterbacks the Bengals will face. We start with Peyton Manning. He is 7-0 in his career against the Cincinnati Bengals. What must the Bengals do on Sunday to hold him to a reasonable number?
Not only is Peyton Manning 7-0 against the Bengals, but his boss, John Elway, is 5-0 in five starts, so they're looking to break the karma a little bit there. It's amazing. You go into a game against maybe the greatest passer of all time, and you're trying to stop the run. You're saying, make Peyton Manning throw. It sounds ludicrous, but if you don't, he will just carve you up, as he showed Sunday night against the Saints. Just lethal. Artrell Hawkins called him probably the best play-action passer of all time. So you got to stop the run, and I think the Bengals feel like if they play the run like they did a few weeks before the bye, when they stopped four pretty good backs right in a row there, Morris, Jones-Drew, Bush, and Trent Richardson. If they can get that kind of effort, I think they feel like, you know, they've got a shot, and they may get a lift. They may get one of their best run players, defensive tackle Pat Sims. He may be back for the first time in nearly a year, depending on what happens with the pup list, but that would be a lift for him.
The Broncos ran for 225 in that game last Sunday night against the Saints, and that helped Peyton Manning pass for more than 300 yards for the fifth consecutive game. Let's look at the other side of the ball. The Bengals' offense has sputtered during this three-game losing streak. How do they fix it Sunday?
I give them the green light. Keep throwing it to A.J. Green. even though, I mean, he was only targeted six times in the loss to Pittsburgh, and it just can't happen. And Jay Gruden knows that, and I think that's going to be a big focus this week. I think even if the guy is double-teamed, manned up, cloud, as he likes to say, whatever it is, you got to get it to him because one of the great things, he plays the ball great in the air. He can go get it, really, no matter who's, your partner, Dave Lappin, calls him the Martian for a reason, you know. And it's a great matchup. It's a 14-year pro champ Bailey, first ballot Hall of Famer versus probably another first ballot Hall of Famer from the next generation. So that's great to watch, but they also have to run the ball, Dan. I mean, you can't the Broncos' pass rush is so good and so quick. You have to stave them off with screens, draws, counters, you know. And even if you don't get a lot of yards, you got to get a lot of carries. So, I mean, I think it's going to be all green. Green Ellis and A.J. Green.
And worth pointing out that A.J. Green's career high for most catches in a game was 10 against Denver in week two of the season last year. All right, there was interesting news midweek as Marvin Lewis said at a news conference he wants Andy Dalton and Ray Maoluga to step up as the leaders on offense and defense. This was atypical for the Bengals head coach.
I think it shows a number of things, Dan, and we talked about it. And one, it shows that Marvin knows they're in a make-or-break point of the season right now. There's no going back. They've lost too many games to AFC teams. They're running out of tiebreakers. So I think that showed that, and I think it also shows the confidence he has in his locker room. You know, there was back in 05, 06, 07 when this team contended, Marvin was satisfied with taking the discipline himself and telling the guys, hey, that's my job. You guys go play. Well, I think he feels confident enough about this locker room that he's basically saying, hey, I've given a green light to these two guys, you know, to pretty much run the huddles. So I think it was we'll see how effective it was. I think it was very powerful. I think it was a very bold thing by Marvin to do, and I think it certainly shows you at what point in the season they are. You can tell they're 3-4 because they're running out of time.
No question about it. That's going to do it for this week's Bengals Breakdown segment. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster, Andy Ware, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking us out here on Bengals.com.